Good morning, boys and girls. So does anybody know the song Father Abraham? Some of you know it? You sing it in your car, you have a CD. Well, I am so glad because I thought that none of you would know that song. Because when I was a kid, we used to sing Father Abraham. And so you can help me with the words. It says, Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham, and I'm one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. And then you start right arm, and then you do the left arm and all of that. But the point of that song is that God promised Abraham that he would make him into a great nation. He would be the father of all of these people, and they would be a great nation. And in Genesis chapter 12, we read that God told Abraham, who was still called Abram then, but he told him to leave his country and everything that he knew, and God promised that he would make him into a great nation, and that all the peoples of the earth would be blessed through him. Now we know that Abraham and Sarah eventually had one son named Isaac, and Isaac had Jacob and Esau, and through Jacob came the 12 tribes of Israel and the great nation of Israel, and eventually one of Abraham's descendants was Jesus. And so because of that, all the peoples on the earth were blessed because Abraham listened to God and believed God's promises. And what God promised came true for Abraham. And God does the same thing for us. God keeps his promises to us. And God promises us that if we listen to him and we do what he says, that he will bless us too. Now, like Abraham, it may look different than we think it will, because God asked Abraham to leave everything that he knew and to go far away. But God kept his promises to Abraham, and God will keep his promises to us too. And he promises to bless us. Now, that doesn't mean that nothing bad will ever happen, but what it does mean is that God will always be there for us, God promises to help us get through anything that happens, and that God will keep his promises to us, and that through us, God can use us to be a blessing to others, just like God used Abraham to be a blessing to all the peoples of the earth. So if you follow God and you do what he says, God promises to bless you. So now let's pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for always keeping your promises. Help us to listen to you and to do what you want us to do. Thank you for making us a part of your big story too, just like Abraham was. We love you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.